You're listening to
The Real King
with Joe and Heidi King.
Hello and welcome.
Hello and welcome. Malcolm.
Malcolm in the middle.
Malcolm in the middle. Not sponsored.
When you type on your phone, how often do you actually type correctly?
Yeah, my buddy was a extra in Malcolm in the Middle like twice.
Oh, really?
That's true. In Las Vegas or something. I don't even pay attention. And I rely to typing correctly. I rely heavily on autocorrect. So I like don't think about it. Yeah.
I would say I'm about a 98%
autocorrect
type words wrong.
Autocorrect?
Oh, really? Yeah. Like Moses hit the rick.
Oh, it's like, yeah. If I were to look at what I typed, it's 100% wrong.
All probably. The time. It's so bad.
Yeah. Easily.
So bad.
I'm going to shut that off.
It's literally numbers 20. That's where the rock situation is.
Yeah.
We should just like
jump in there.
Read a little bit of 20. Miriam died there.
Yeah. She died first then. Because isn't that his sister?
I honestly think we could read the whole 20 today.
Go ahead.
I mean, okay, yeah.
What are you doing?
Nothing.
Yeah, it's good.
What are you doing over there?
I was looking at a text message that auto-corrected me today. And it said something to a customer that I didn't say.
What'd you say?
I don't remember. I couldn't find it.
Dang it.
It wasn't like anything bad. Not like when I accidentally cussed out the school teacher in Osseo.
Yeah.
Like I was like, talk to texting, like was running late. I'm going to be there. She couldn't answer the phone because she was in school. So she was like texting me. And for some reason, my
under her desk.
Yeah. My beautiful Wisconsin accent came through apparently for autocorrect.
Autocorrect.
So it sent her some message, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, like, phone buzzed, looked back, and it said, "Well, okay then." LOL. And then I looked and I reread, and it like slipped in. It didn't make sense. But it slipped in like a cuss word.
Like a bad one?
No.
I mean, they're all bad, well, but yeah, some but, are like you a know, little it was like, badder. Some are
notably and it slipped it worse. In, but it didn't make sense. You know, it was like the other word for donkey, you know?
Oh. Well, at least like, it wasn't like, you know, the F one.
It was goofy though, because like, like you would think.
I'll be there to fart in a minute.
Like with AI, AI like learns how to think. So all of a sudden it would be like. That doesn't make sense. But old autocorrect doesn't. Like, it just went ahead and...
Yeah. AI is based off of inputs and outputs.
And this poor lady, she was like, I was cracking up in class. Because she was like, it didn't make sense. But it was so funny. And then knowing that I'm in ministry, because most customers figure that out pretty quick when I start sharing Christ with them.
Mm-hmm. From that moment on, have you now read every single one before you said
it? I read them all the time, yeah. Except for today.
So you did it again today?
No, it wasn't a cuss word, but it was another thing that did not make sense.
Hmm.
So.
Hey, what was on your calendar today?
Something about poop.
Oh,
Joe and Heidi went out of
town. Do you even know what she's talking about?
Yeah, she told me she was going to do it.
Oh.
Every time Joe and Heidi go out of town, I have some sort of responsibility at their house while they're not there, I take it upon myself to add things to their family calendar. And it's the funniest thing to me. So, like, Heidi poop pants at 4 p.m. Because Heidi's like a serial... scheduler. Like, she schedules everything.
You know who actually looks at that, too, is Jasmine.
So yes, that was a percent.
I know. It's so funny. And so I mentioned a few things, pooping-wise, that Jasmine was going to do.
You like, should put, like, 5:30 p.m. adoption meeting about Jasmine.
Oh, my God. Imagine. So then...
Oh, my gosh. She would go into
a full tailspin. But they went out of town, and, like, Heidi did the brackets across the multiple days, and was like,
By the way, I'm not mean to Jasmine, no, but I've been so noticing funny. Ever since we had baby now, she is she, like when mom had you.
Yeah.
I was already six, right?
Yeah.
So all of a sudden, like things change.
Yeah.
Like I went from being probably a little more cared for to, hey, go get this.
Sure.
You know, so now Jasmine, who just turned 12, is going through that. So and now I have it's no like,
frame of reference.
Hey, go get the me. Go get the puke rag.
Yeah.
Go get the sped up rag all the time.
The unfortunate part too is it's always in the heat of the moment when we need Jasmine for the baby. So it's not like, Jazzy, can you go get the burp rag, please? It's like, get the burp rag!
She's puking all over.
It's happening.
And Jasmine is like doing nothing wrong.
That's so funny. So, but on your calendar, you had like brackets, like from this day to this day, like family you know, trip. So then I took my own set of days and I put brackets and I put poopy poopy fart fart.
Literally. Here's a funny story. Okay. I get home. I see it because I look at it frequently. So I noticed it immediately.
Oh, I wonder if Chris and Jen read that when they came over.
Probably.
I drew turds with flies.
Also, her and Odessa, they have very similar qualities. Odessa was also in my house. We also have
similar handwriting.
Wasn't quite sure if it was her or Odessa. Okay. So there's one.
We had people drop in.
I know.
Hold on. There's one that said, Heidi poops her pants at 4 p.m. And I may or may not have said, I will not in Jesus' name.
Get thee behind me, Satan.
Yeah. And then Max has all of his mango tie.
His karate tie. Karate.
Karate.
Yeah.
I know it's not karate.
She put pad thai.
I put pad thai and I put like fart class at 10 p.m.
I'm pretty sure his coaches are like, they figured out how strong he is.
Yeah.
And that he's like actually getting, because there's natural ability there. Mm-hmm. Like Andy was, he was really good at that stuff. And then I'm good at it. Mm-hmm. So like they've figured that out. So now they're like trying to
get him to
invite him into their like inner circle. Yeah. Like they had him at like advanced classes the other night.
That's cool.
They're grooming them to compete.
Maybe not.
Well, I'm okay with it.
Like they just recently said, like watch what you eat now. Yeah. And he's already got an issue there, so that'll be good.
Well, they're
every
they're,
5 they're seconds all,
they'll be like, I need protein. They're all training. They're protein. Training for a competition in like 3 weeks. So they said you should do this with us, like the training and the eating.
Hey, if someone, as a result of seeing potential in me. Said, you should probably watch what you eat now.
Well, they did say...
It would hurt my feelings.
They didn't say it like that. They said, watch what you put in your body. Is that what they said?
Yeah, I don't know.
I think so. Something along those lines.
So they did it, but like a dude.
Like
back to Jasmine, you know? Yeah. With the whole middle child thing going on.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, for your birthday, let's go bowling as a family.
Yeah.
It's like, I want to take you bowling.
Mm-hmm.
So we did, and for somebody that needs a confidence boost that doesn't bowl.
Jasmine?
That's not athletic.
Joe?
Maybe don't take them bowling.
No?
It was not, like she rolled 100% gutter balls pretty much the whole time.
Well, okay. So Wii bowling skills don't necessarily translate into real life. No. And I think that that's the problem here.
Yeah.
It is very interesting how many look at things so differently because I thought it was a fantastic
it was fun.
Birthday. Here's why. I saw her improve. And then when I saw her improve, she recognized that she improved.
Yep.
And so I was cheering around. I was enjoying it.
I was cheering around too, but sometimes as a dad, you want to see like this boost in confidence. Like you're not, you've not been replaced. You're not, you know, and I'm trying to do that with her, but yeah, that was like,
you know what you need? A daddy-daughter date. 100%.
I
know
her and I were looking at pictures of one we did.
Do you know what else she needs? A mommy-daughter date. Where you watch the other daughter.
May I make another assertion here? So does Max.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was funny though, because at bowling, he's like, well, you know him. He's super cool.
Yeah.
And I was like rooting for him and like doing the hoo, you know? Yeah,
because we are cool adults.
And he literally walked back over to me and I went like, like to his stomach.
Yeah.
And he lost his mind. He's like, stop. I was like,
there was league bowling going on next to us. There was females like his age and older.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Heidi and I go and we're like, all right, this time do it granny bowling. This time use your non-dominant hand. We don't care about the score. This time you have to have
one pant leg hiked up.
Yeah. Do it blindfolded. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You get it in the next lane.
It was good, though. Oh, it's so funny. The ups and downs of like learning to parent.
Yeah.
On the job.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So what are you guys going to talk about?
Jesus.
Okay.
Jesus comes later.
So there's this very odd thing that for some reason she says anything and I laugh like that. Start watching it.
What's odd?
Watch for it. Because it's constant.
That's anything with like a friendship. You first always have one that laughs at the things that aren't funny.
Absolutely everything.
Whoa. First of all, I'm hilarious.
Yeah, you are.
And Heidi is proof of that. She laughs at everything I say. Uh-huh. Yesterday, I watched her open a gift and get real interested. I watched Jasmine open a gift yesterday at her birthday party, and Heidi immediately was like, oh, cool. Was like reading. I go, what is this? Yeah. I like it. And like started reading the directions.
Yeah, the melting pots. I was like, what are these things?
Yeah.
Are they the molds or are they what the chocolate goes into?
That, my that brain right there started going. Where like a math equation appears in front of her face.
Yeah.
I saw that happen and we locked eyes and I just started laughing so hard.
And then I did too. Yeah.
Sure.
No pun intended. Sure
did too. Autocrack just got her in her brain.
Sink, line, and hooker.
Yeah. Shout out, Nate.
Shout out, Nate Bargatze, our close personal friend.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, when I look at stuff like that, it's usually not like, oh, how does this work? It's like, I hope they bought all the pieces.
Yeah.
So that I don't have to go buy something to. Yeah. I know. Yeah. But I'm like, sometimes
does this people have batteries?
Are like, hey, we know you like troll hair and making or buying trolls. Here's all the furry felt you need to make the hair. You just got to get the doll bottom halves. And it's like,
yeah,
no thanks. Like, I don't.
We know you were interested in taking up weaving. So we got you a llama.
We got you a llama, and
we got you an alpaca.
Yeah, watch out.
A whole bunch of dowels you can cut down and put pegs and boards and make a weaver's...
A loom.
A weaver's board.
A weaver's board.
Wow. We don't believe in wee-wees.
Wee-wees board.
We don't believe in weaver's boards.
We're all making it worse. You had a nest of boards. Like you're 80.
Like Ouija boards, weaver boards,
like plural.
Oh, I don't believe in weaver's boards,
you guys. That's
we don't summon the dark llama here.
Yeah, <That's> funny.
I'm sorry. Okay, back to pre-Jesus teachings.
I'm actually crying tears out of my eyes. Mm. No, I was,
That's dumb. There's like two dumb llamas like smiling.
I know. I know. One day we'll have to give a coop tour. All square of it. It's one room. But there's lots of different, there's lots of llamas in here. Mm. Anyway, I was reading in the Old Testament and Moses had a stutter, you know?
Yeah.
And so, and like he argued with God a lot when God was like literally the burning bush. Imagine.
Yeah.
And he was like, I get it, but like, can you send somebody else?
Right.
And he's like, I have a stutter. And God's like, no, I know. You know, I'm paraphrasing, obviously.
Yeah.
And then he was like, here's Aaron. And he'll be your spokesperson. You just say the thing to him, and then he'll say the thing to everybody else. Because Moses was concerned that people were not going to respect him or listen to what he said because he had a stutter. And keep in mind, like, this is like, he had to go to Pharaoh and be like, let my people go, you know?
When he tried on his own the first time.
Yeah.
So he already tried to free or emancipate or whatever the Hebrew children. So he already tried and it ended up in murder.
Right.
And then it ended up in exile.
Mm-hmm. And so, and then I was like, you read on. That's like Leviticus and, you know, they get out of Egypt and then they do like the tabernacle and like that's a lot. And then in Numbers, that's where it really like starts to heat up, you know?
Yeah.
And then they're like in the wilderness at that point. Okay. And then there's a part in chapter 20.
Yeah.
Where the people, the Israelites, who are, and I know we are too, but like they're so insufferable a lot of the time because they complain about everything. Mm-hmm. And they're like, we don't have any water.
Yeah.
And so God was like, okay, Moses, you know, do the thing and say to the rock to, and it will pour out water. Okay. We can read it and it's probably way better.
I could read it.
But
you know what's interesting? Before you go too far,
yeah.
Just even recently, I've talked to people that, you know, they've dealt with things on their own and got nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, like, you try to take the matters into your own hands. Moses did that.
Yeah.
He took the matters into his own hands, and then the whole situation got ugly.
Well, he was obedient.
Mm-hmm.
He was obedient.
Air quotes.
Because he did his own version of what God told him to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. But then the people turned on him and they said, what are you going to kill us next?
The way that this also relates to life, though, just for like a, you know,
yeah,
upper road situation, is we all start somewhere. So Moses, mm-hmm. you know, back at the burning bush, started with, okay, like, fine, like, we will do this.
He was reluctant, but he was like, he was obedient.
But I'm not gonna, you need to give me someone. Help you me need out. To give me help. Mm-hmm. And God did. And so that's so close, closely related to how we are with God, because mm-hmm. he starts you somewhere. And if you need to have like a, what is the, when you're watching a workout video and it's like modified, a modified version. Accommodation. Right?
You need an accommodation.
Like if you can't do a full push-up, go on your knees.
You get a handicap.
Yeah, I didn't want to say that word, but yeah, I was like, sorry. I don't know, is that bad?
I don't know, a golf term.
Well, and if you look at somebody that physically has a stuttering problem, there's usually somebody that they can talk to easier.
Yeah.
Where they don't have the anxiety and the tick doesn't get as bad. Oh, yeah,
correct.
True, yes. True, true. Yep.
Yeah, but so even with us, like, we all start at a point where, like, sometimes we go back and forth with God, like, okay, like, I'm going to step out here, but also, like, I'm scared to death, mm-hmm. so I'm going to need a little bit of assistance, and he'll often give you, like, a modified version of something.
Yeah.
But at a point, he then is like, I'm going to take the training wheels off now.
Yeah.
Right? And then you're like, no. And then it's to the point where you're either going to ride without the training wheels or it's not going to turn out well.
Yeah.
And so this is where Numbers 20 kind of like started to speak to us a little bit.
Yeah. And at this point, like, Aaron is the high priest. Like, a lot has transpired.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, they're very well established at what they're doing at this mm-hmm. point. Okay. So Numbers 20. Then the children of Israel, the whole congregation, came into the wilderness of Zin in the first month, and the people stayed in Kadesh, and Miriam died there and was buried there. So Miriam is the sister mm-hmm. of Moses and Aaron.
Yep.
Now there was no water for the congregation, so they gathered together against Moses and Aaron, and the people contended with Moses and spoke, saying, if only we had died when our brethren died before the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Why have you brought up the assembly of the Lord into this wilderness that we and our animals should die here? And why have you made us come up out of Egypt to bring us to this evil place? It is not a place of grain or figs or vines or pomegranates, nor is there any water to drink. And that's what Christina was talking about, how unfortunately, even though some of us can relate, the Israelites were constantly like complaining like this.
And they were in the wilderness because it was their own fault, actually. but they could have already been in the promised land.
True.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 6. So Moses and Aaron went from the presence of the assembly to the door of the tabernacle of meeting, and they fell on their faces, and the glory of the Lord appeared to them. Mm-hmm. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, take the rod, you and your brother Aaron, gather the congregation together, speak to the rock before their eyes, and it will yield its water. Thus you shall bring water for them out of the rock and give drink to the congregation and their animals. So Moses took the rod from before the Lord as he commanded him. And Moses and Aaron gathered the assembly together before the rock. And he said to them, hear now, you rebels, must we bring water for you out of this rock? Then Moses lifted his hand and struck the rock twice with his rod, and water came out abundantly, and the congregation and their animals drank. So what's the issue there?
He was told to speak to it, and he used his rod. And it's like he had more faith in the rod than in what God was telling him to do.
Yeah.
Because he already had like a history of success with the rod.
Yeah.
But now God was like telling him to step out in a new thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And I think a lot of people reading this scripture probably wouldn't have even caught that. That in verse 8, God literally said, speak. Mm-hmm. And then in verse 10, Moses did not speak. He took his hand and he struck.
But then the result.
Yeah. So verse 12, then the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron, mm-hmm. because you did not believe me to hallow me in the eyes of the children of Israel. Therefore, you shall not bring this assembly into the land which I have given them. That is a huge consequence right there.
Enormous.
Which shows you how huge that promotion of speak to the rock was, right?
Yeah, it was a major crossroads.
Like, mm-hmm. I feel like there's times, it's all important, right? Like, it's obedience is all important. But there are some levels of obedience where it is either going to skyrocket you or it's literally going to nosedive you.
Yeah.
Like, there's certain situations, mm-hmm. right? Yeah.
And you don't necessarily know.
Right. You don't. Yeah, you don't.
You have to just fully trust God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Verse 13. This was the water of Meribah because mm-hmm. the children of Israel contended with the Lord and he was hallowed among them. Now, Moses sent messengers from Kadesh to the king of Edom. Thus says your brother Israel, you know all the hardship that has befallen us, how our fathers went down to Egypt, and we dwelt in Egypt a long time, and the Egyptians afflicted us with our father and our fathers. When we cried out to the Lord, he heard our voice and sent the angel and brought us up out of Egypt. Now here we are in Kadesh, a city on the edge of the border. Please let us pass through your country. We will not pass through fields or vineyards, nor will we drink water from wells. We will go along the king's highway. We will not turn.
Which is like a known thoroughfare. It's still there.
Is it?
Yeah.
We will not turn aside to the right hand or the left until we have passed through this territory. Then Edom said to him, you shall not pass through my land, lest I come out against you with the sword. So the children of Israel said to him, we will go by the highway, or if I or my livestock drink any of your water, then I will pay for it. Let me only pass through on foot, nothing more. Then he said, you shall not pass through. So Edom came out against them with many mm-hmm. men, with a strong hand. Thus, Edom refused to give Israel passage through his territory. So Israel turned away from him. All right, 22. Now the children of Israel, the whole congregation, journeyed from Kadesh and came to Mount... Is it Hor?
Horeb.
Hor.
Or which one are you at?
It's H-O-R.
Oh, yeah, it's Hor.
Okay. Yeah. And the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron in Mount Hor by the border of the land of Edom, saying, Aaron shall be gathered to his people, for he shall not enter the land which I have given to the children of Israel because you rebelled against my word at the water of Meribah.
Mm-hmm.
Take Aaron and Eleazar, his son,
yep.
and bring them up to Mount Hor and strip Aaron of his garments and put them on Eleazar, his son, for Aaron shall be gathered to his people and die there.
Because they didn't listen. Because Moses, he was told to speak and he didn't speak.
Yeah.
So he lost his spokesperson.
It's crazy. Because it doesn't say anything prior to Aaron being sick. Like, it's very just...
No, it says as a result of your sin.
Yeah.
It says that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So Moses did just as the Lord commanded, and they went up to the Mount Hor in the sight of all of the congregation. Moses stripped Aaron of his garments and put them on Eleazar, his son, and Aaron died there on the top of the mountain. Then Moses and Eleazar came down from the mountain. Now when all the congregation saw that Aaron was dead, all the house of Israel mourned for Aaron 30 days.
Yeah. That's, so like, they're still in the wilderness.
Yeah.
And he loses his spokesperson because of his disobedience. And what sticks out to me is like, that's nowhere near the end of Moses's story. And right. It's nowhere near the end of Moses's call. And he had so much more talking to do.
Yeah.
And he was stripped of his spokesperson and had to proceed. And he had to teach. Once they got to the promised land, he wasn't allowed in either.
Right.
He was only allowed, after pleading with God, to go up on the mountaintop and see it from a distance. But he had to then reteach, because the old generation that already knew the law, they died. They weren't allowed in because it was only anybody like 20 and under, yep. Right? So he had to like reiterate the law, go back over everything for the Israelites. And then God told him to prepare Joshua to lead the Israelites into the promised land.
Yep.
He had to do all of that with his supposedly, right? It never says he got rid of his stutter. So he had to continue on and fulfill his call and be obedient to God, even though he still had that issue.
Yeah.
But it was never mentioned again.
Yeah.
Because it was of little importance to God, his stutter.
Mm-hmm. Do you know what the crazy part is too? Is like, I think about, you know, us nowadays.
Yeah.
The level of obedience back in the Old Testament.
Yeah.
I feel like there's such a lack of the fear of God because there's a lack of fear of
consequence.
We live in a time where there's always, it's like always a scapegoat, no matter what. Like there's like, I mean, you're sometimes, right. Like you actually get, consequences are on such a different level nowadays, where if someone said, you're no longer going to be able to enter this gift because you screwed up, but you're still going to work until the day that you go for it, even though you can't enter it.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many nowadays that would take their ball and go home. They'd be 100%. Like, heck to the no, I'm not.
100%.
No, I'm not. Or I'm going to do it miserably, like bad or angry. But Moses was like, he still proceeded with what he had to do, even though he couldn't. In fact, even with David, he couldn't like build the temple, right?
He couldn't enter the
temple. Couldn't enter it.
Yeah, he couldn't enter the temple. You know, when you look at Aaron too and his responsibilities, he was the high priest at the time, you know, and they had been through a lot.
Mm-hmm.
There was a lot. Everything from Moses pleading for the people's lives over the golden calf and breaking, and then having the Ten Commandments rebuilt by God. You know, all these things. And then even Miriam and Aaron and their gossip and the issues that came before that. Like all that stuff happened. And sometimes we get way too frustrated in the battle that we take our eyes off of the one who's told us what to do. Because we see it through our own set of tools instead of his provision, right? Yeah. So it's like, I'm frustrated with everybody. I'm going to slam this door. Well, guess what? Now you're going to be stuck fixing a door when you were supposed to be making headway.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right? So you just cracked the hinges, or you just made it so that now it bounces back open. You know, in our physical life now, we see things like that. You and I have lived, well, all three of us, just even a year ago, I had a moment where I was involved with something where I got to see what it's like if God removes his hand of protection for a second.
Mm-hmm.
And it was life-altering
yeah.
for me. Mm-hmm. Like it forever lives in a place where I'm thankful for God's protection. Mm-hmm. And I constantly speak his protection over me, my wife, my family, my children,
yeah,
the people at church. There's times I speak the protection of people over at church, like Pastor Lynette does every Sunday. Mm-hmm. And people are, there's no gratuity there. They don't even realize that what's it's there.
Even happening, yeah, 100%.
And that's an act of intercession, right? And here God's given him the ability to have like an act of intercessor, this person that can speak for him, mm-hmm, in areas where he feels unconfident. And then out of frustration, sometimes we lose things. Mm-hmm. Like, it's like, okay, I can't have your full attention if you're reliant on these yeah, tools that I've allotted you.
Yeah.
So let's get rid of the tools. Mm-hmm. I do have a backup. There's still going to be somebody to take the sacrifice into the holiest of holies.
Yep.
So put the garment on the son. Mm-hmm. Now the son, who doesn't have the experience, has to carry out. But that also shows us too that God already knew that generation wasn't going to be able to enter the promised land anyway.
Yeah. He had succession planning already taken
yeah,
care of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it's so important that we understand, like, when God gave this call to Moses, right, his intention was to see the person that had the ears to hear and the eyes to see execute exactly what he didn't want this to be just a team effort where two brothers bust through a finish line together. He had a very specific purpose on how he was going to have it done. Mm-hmm. And the fact that we walk around thinking we can shift blame on our circumstances and the people around us. Well, I would have been this if I hadn't have hung out with them or met them, or if they hadn't done this, or mm-hmm, well, I can't be around them because one time they said they were involved. It's like, come on, like, who's God in your life? He should be the most powerful one.
Yeah.
Well, I can't go there. That's where people that listen to death metal hang. Come on. Like, are you saying death metal's got a hand over God in your life? You need to be grounded and your root system needs to be deep. And then you have to be meek and understand, like, if God says, speak in this situation, maybe your kid is the rock. Maybe God's got water in there that he wants to come out. Mm-hmm. And he's like, speak to your child. Speak to your child. Tell your child to produce this water. And you're like, this is just too hard. And you start hitting the kid, you know? Like, don't hit the rock twice.
Thank you so much for joining us for today's episode. We are so blessed to have the privilege to share with you. If you haven't already, please connect with us on Facebook and Instagram. You can find us by searching at The Real King Podcast. That's at THE Real King Podcast. The Real King Podcast is recorded in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. It is hosted by Joe and Heidi King, who are joined each week by Christina Santamaria as a moderator and contributor. It is produced and edited by Joe and Heidi King and Carlos and Christina Santamaria. All content is under copyright and all rights are reserved.